Good to see you this morning. If you're joining us for the first time, either online or in person, I want to welcome you. I'm Pastor Bert, and I'm so glad you're here today. Because we're starting, as Holda already said, a new series that has the potential to transform your life, transform your relationships, and even your health. As he said, we really started it last week as we discovered the victory that Jesus provided for us on Easter because of his death and resurrection. Jesus made a way for us to experience true freedom from all of the hurts, all of the habits, and the hang-ups that we can have in this life. So if you missed that, I highly encourage you to check it out on our church YouTube channel. Catch up a little bit. Speaking of which, I had an ad pop up on my YouTube feed. It got my attention. This very sincere and surprisingly jacked middle-aged guy standing in his perfectly manicured backyard was saying, "Do you ever secretly feel fat? Skinny? Lazy? Compulsive? Or depressed? Then you'll want to watch this video." Wow, I thought, how does it know to send me these ads, right? I knew Google was listening to my conversations, but now it can read my mind, right? The guy said, "Your life can be changed if you sign up to get the secret of how I transform my life, all for only $29.95. If you sign up in the next 30 minutes, you'll also get a month's supply of my special supplement that would normally retail for $42.95 by itself, so it's a great deal at $29.95. You know, when I get those ads, I wonder, who buys this stuff? Then I realize, we do, don't we? We do. Because we're looking for anything that can change our life. Help us get control, and we're willing to pay the price. Did you know that there are over 2,000 self-help books written every year? Why? Because we buy them. We're looking for anything, as I said, that'll help us find some control in our lives, right? Because all of us have things that are out of control. We all do. Think about it. What is it in your life that's out of control? What do you have a hard time getting a handle on? Your temper? One wife said, "My husband is so temperamental, 90% temper, 10% mental." Maybe your spending's out of control. I saw a bumper sticker that said, "The person who says money can't buy happiness just doesn't know where to shop." What is out of control in your life? Your eating, your emotions, your drinking, sexual desires, procrastination, bad habit of some sort? Over the next couple months, we're going to look at discovering freedom in this series, about how to get rid of, how to let go of the things that mess up our lives. It'll be based on the biblically based Celebrate Recovery program. So if you've ever been a part of that, you may recognize some familiarities. But today, we're just going to start by laying a foundation, okay? Today's foundation time. We're going to look at the problem, okay? Why can't I change? And then we'll discover God's promise of freedom. And finally, the procedure for finding freedom. Okay? So let's get into it. What's the problem? I am. It's my problem, right? That's our first point. My problem. Folks, this is your problem, and it's my problem. It's all of us. In the Bible, there's a letter that was written to the foundling church in Rome by the early church leader, Paul. In this letter, he gives us an inner look at his own desires and attitudes. Listen to what he says. "I do not understand my own actions. I'm baffled and bewildered by them. I do not practice what I want to do, but I'm doing the very thing I hate and yielding to my human nature, my worldliness, my sinful capacity. Now, if I habitually do what I do not want to do, that means I agree with God's law, confessing that it is good. For the willingness to do good is present in me, but the doing of good is not. Wretched and miserable man that I am, who will rescue me and set me free?" Can anybody relate? I think we all can. And the fact that you didn't put up your hand tells me that this is hitting close to home, I'm thinking. Even someone that we would consider the spiritual elite, the Apostle Paul, says, "All the things I don't want to do, I end up doing. And all the things I want to do, I know I need to do, I end up not doing. I want to do what's right, but I don't. I don't want to do what's bad, but I do." We're in a constant battle, right? Part of me wants to do what's right. Part of me doesn't want to do what's right. It's like a clash between Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, or between Hulk and Bruce Banner, depending which generation you're from. In the eyewitness account of Jesus' life, recorded by Mark, Jesus acknowledged this battle that's within us when he said, "You want to do what is right, but you are weak." Amen. I am weak. Have you ever started a good routine or broken a bad habit, and in a few weeks, you find yourself right back where you started? Good intentions are never good enough. Paul shows us that the results are always predictable when we try to do it our own. He says it starts with confusion. He says, "My own behavior baffles me. I don't get it. Why can't I do what I want to do? Why do I keep making the same mistakes?" Right? "Why am I so resistant to change? I don't even understand myself." Starts with confusion. And it creates frustration, he said, right? He says, "I have the desire to do what's right, but not the power." If you've ever tried to lose weight, you know this feeling, right? Just eat a good balanced meal, they say. A good balanced diet, right? My idea of balance is a Big Mac in both hands, right? It's balanced. I've got the desire, but I don't have the power. So I get frustrated, which leads to discouragement. Paul says, it's an agonizing situation. Who can set me free from this roller coaster ride I'm on? He says, it feels like I'm losing the battle. There are things I wish I could change, but I just don't have the power. I aim for the stars and I hit the dust. How many promises have I made to God? Or how many promises have I made to myself that I've broken? Till finally, you just get so tired of trying and you say, "I give up. I just can't do it." Discouragement, right? If you felt this way, have I got some good news for you? Change is possible. The power is available. This series is for you, and it won't even cost you $29.95. You don't have to stay in a cycle of failure, defeat anymore. You can experience change in whatever you're dealing with. The Bible makes it very, very clear, because it is, as our second point says, it's God's promise. God's promise. Folks, willpower doesn't work, right? Self-help doesn't work. There's no instant pill that will solve all your problems. Jesus said the way you discover freedom from a hurt, habit, or hang-up is by knowing the truth. John 18:31, he said, "If you continue to obey my teachings, you are truly my followers. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. At a time when the media is bombarding us with all kinds of lies and disinformation, this is vital for us, folks. If you follow what the world says, you will be enslaved to their control tactics. If you follow Jesus and believe the truth of what he says, you'll be labeled as a threat to society. Jesus says it all starts with deciding who you're going to believe. And when you believe the truth, you will experience freedom in your life. Good beliefs lead to good behaviors. Catch that? Good beliefs lead to good behaviors. Bad beliefs, we know the outcome. Everything you do, good or bad, is based on a belief. So if you want to change the way you act, you have to change the way you believe. You've got to discover the truth and quit listening to the lies. Behind every harmful behavior is a lie that I'm believing. I'm believing something about myself that isn't true. I'm believing something about others that isn't true. I'm believing something about God that isn't true, or about life that isn't true. During these next couple months, we're going to expose the lies, uncover the untruths, meet out the misconceptions, and discover the deceptions that keep you hung up and bound up and enslaved, that keep you from being loosed and released. I think it's going to be a liberating series for some of us, hopefully for all of us. Because when you know the truth, Jesus said the truth will set you free. So, what do you need to do to get started? Let me give you three simple steps to begin with. This is the foundation of everything we're going to discover over these next weeks, and which is the prescription. That's what we're going to look at. The prescription is our next point. You know, they say that to begin any change, the place you need to be is to acknowledge that there is a problem, right? So that's our first step. Under A there, acknowledge the root of my problem. We need to acknowledge the root of my problem. This is the starting point of breaking free from anything. Every problem has a root, right? An anger problem is rooted in insecurity and fear. A drinking problem can be rooted in pain and hopelessness. No matter what you may think your problem is, you need to look deeper. Anger management won't get rid of the insecurity you feel. Addiction counseling won't heal your pain. The thing is, even if you're able to find some relief from specific fears and hurts, there is an even deeper root that will just replace those problems with something else to keep you in bondage. What's the deeper root? It's actually a universal problem that every single person on the planet has. Nobody likes to talk about it. No one mentions it. The word is outdated. We don't like to say it. But it's our deepest problem, folks. And it's spelled S-I-N. What is sin? That is really the question, isn't it? Now, contrary to what you may believe or have heard, sin is not stealing or hurting others. It's not getting stoned or drunk. Sin is not being promiscuous or unfaithful. These are all the results of sin. They're the symptoms. Sin is an old English word that means to miss the mark. If you've been here a while, you've heard me say this over and over, and I'm going to keep saying it. All it means is to miss the mark. The Bible says it's believing that I'm in charge. I'm in charge, and I don't need God. Right? It's the root of all of our problems. Humanity's oldest problem. Wanting to do things my way. It's about me. Most people don't even believe that sin is real. Doesn't exist. It's a created construct to control people's behavior. Which is kind of ironic to me, because it is a construct that was created to control people's behavior. But it wasn't created by the church or by religion. It was created the moment people walked away from having a relationship with God. Paul pointed this out to the Roman church. He said, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the biblical narrative, Adam was the first person ever created. God formed him with his own hands and breathed life into him. But Adam chose to walk away from his creator. And because of that sin, sin entered the world and enslaved all of Adam's descendants. Us, you and me, and everybody else. So the deepest root of all of humanity's problems comes from being enslaved to sin. But as I said earlier, most people don't want to believe this. In a letter that was written to the early church by John, who is Jesus' closest friend and follower, we can read this. It says, if we say we have no sin, we're only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. So John says that in order to stop defeating myself, I have to stop deceiving myself. Remember, our second point was that we have to choose to believe the truth, right? Now, you can believe the lie that sin doesn't exist, but you'll just remain in bondage to it and its symptoms. If you want to discover and live in freedom, you have to believe the truth. John also recorded Jesus saying the very thing. I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave of sin. Whatever you refuse to admit enslaves you. Not admitting that sin is my problem doesn't make it go away. It just becomes a bigger problem that you will never be able to deal with. That's where there is good news. For everyone who does want to get rid of their sin problem, Jesus has already dealt with it. All you need to do is our second step here, believe that God can change me. Believe that he can do it. The solution to the problem is a personal relationship with Jesus. In the statement we started with, Paul says, wretched and miserable man that I am, who will rescue me and set me free? But if we read on, he actually gives us the answer. He says, the answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can and does. He acted to set things right in this life of contradictions, where I want to serve God with all my heart and mind, but I'm pulled by the influence of sin to do something totally different. Like Paul, I thank God that Jesus made a way out of my problem. The prescription to my problem is a person. I don't have the power to change. He does. He can change me. He wants to heal your hurts and help you overcome the hang-ups and your habits. But you've got to believe in Jesus and believe he can change you. Only then will you be truly free. Paul goes on to say, the Holy Spirit will give you life that comes from Christ Jesus and will set you free from sin and death. It'll set you free. Which is our third step? That brings us to our third step. Commit my life to Jesus. Commit my life to Jesus. You know, nothing we cover in the next several weeks will be of any help to you if you don't start here. You don't start with this one right here. This is the foundation, what you need to build your life upon. Commit my life. Give it all to him. Give up all that I am, all that I have, to Jesus. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The hurts, the habits, and the hang-ups. Give it all to him. If you've tried everything else, you know none of it works. Why won't you turn to Jesus? There are millions and millions of people and millions more throughout history who are living proof that he changes lives. Nobody else can do that. Nothing else can do that. Paul explained it like this to the Greek church in Corinth. Whoever is a believer in Christ is a new creation. The old way of living has disappeared. A new way of living has come into existence. That, my friends, is real change. A new creation. When you believe in Jesus and follow him, he frees you from your life of sin and gives you a brand new life with him. My question to you is, are you tired of trying to make some positive changes and always coming up short? If so, then my advice to you is stop trying and start trusting. It's your choice. God actually gives you the option. You can do whatever you want to do with your life. You can depend on yourself, or you can depend on God. But you're going to live with the results either way. The results are either frustration or freedom. What would you rather have? Today can be a turning point in your life. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done. What matters is the direction you're heading from here on out, from now on. You don't have to be the same. You can change. So what do? Acknowledge, again, that the basic problem is that you've been trying to run your own life without God. Then you turn to Jesus, believing that because he is God, only he can change your life. Now, you may wonder, what if I'm not 100% sure about all this? You know what? It's okay to have doubts. One day a guy came to Jesus and said, Lord, I want you to heal my son if you can. And Jesus responds, what do you mean if you can? If you believe, all things are possible. And the guy said, Lord, I want to believe. Help me with my doubts. And Jesus pretty much said, that's good enough, and he healed his son. Nobody ever said you need to have everything all figured out, all your doubts answered to start following Jesus. Otherwise, you never will. Need some more proof? After living with Jesus and following him for 3 years, every day, after watching his execution and his burial, even though Jesus' original followers spent time with him all those years, plus after he rose from the dead. One of them, named Matthew, records this. When they saw Jesus, they worshiped him. But some of them doubted. You just have to choose to believe and have the faith to say, Lord, I want to believe that you can change my life. Therefore, I commit everything I am over to you. I give it to you. That's where change starts. It's a foundation. You have no power to make anything happen. So what we're going to talk about in the next few weeks, where that power comes from. And we're going to talk about how you're going to get plugged into God's power, how he will release it in your life to help you overcome those things. But if you're ready and willing and wanting to take that first step today, and as I finish this talk, you just quietly say a prayer in your heart to God, open your life to his love, to his power, and commit yourself to Jesus. We bow our heads together. If you do that with me right now, you can just follow along with me. Doesn't matter how you say it. You can just follow along with what my words. What matters is your thoughts and the intentions of your heart. God will hear you. Just pray, God, I acknowledge the root of my problem to you. I admit I've been trying to live my life without you. I've done a lot of things on my own, and I've made a lot of mistakes. And I now know that I've sinned against you. Please forgive me. I choose to believe that you can change me. I want to believe the truth that only you can set me free. So now, Jesus, as much as I know how, I commit myself to you. Help me follow you. Help me discover and understand more of who you are and all that you've done for me and are wanting to do in my life. I want to take that first step today, Lord. So I give you my life so I can live the rest of my life as the best of my life. Thanks, God. Thank you that you promise that you will bring the change that I need in my life to live a full and abundant life in you. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is our first step, the foundation of everything. And if you did take that step today for the first time, would you please let me know? Because I'd love to just connect with you and help you in any way that you can, or that I can, pardon me. And I do have some resources as well I could give you and work alongside you as you start this journey with Jesus. With that, I'm call the band back up. They're going to close with some more music there. And then I want to encourage you next week to come on back. We're going to discover how to deal with our selfishness and pride. So hope to see you then.